Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hello, inspired listeners. You are the inspired and the inspiration. This is another episode of Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from my studio here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And it's so good to be back on the airwaves. I was off for a few weeks, actually, I think about three shows, and Kim was carrying the workload of having some really cool shows on the last few weeks I was gone. I know that we talked about, a book called Lore, Harnessing Your Past to Create Your Future. I know we had the Premonition Code with a doctor talking about how premonition works. And it's good to be back with you. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving for those listeners here in the United States. And just happy to be back on the air and our last live show of 2018 of Inspired Living Radio. But don't worry, we will be back for our fourth season in 2019. We're already lining up amazing guests, amazing topics, January, February. It's gonna go fast. But if you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, you can go to marklanehart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. I'd love to help you do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. You can check out all my upcoming events, all of my Forest Friday hikes, all of my Saturday snowshoes, lots of fun stuff coming up. So just kind of looking at the menu of what we have on the show today, it's going to be open phone lines. It's going to be a show dedicated to you, our inspired listeners all around the globe. We have a global audience and we really appreciate our inspired listeners. If you want to learn more about Kim, Kim's going to be joining us. She's just running a few minutes late, but she will be joining us here in about 15 minutes, so probably after the first break. But if you want to learn more about the work Kim is doing in her bi-coastal practice, both in Richmond, Virginia and Encino, California, you can go to lovefirst.info to find out all the wonderful, amazing work she's doing with psychometry, psychic, mediumship. She does some healing. She does some just beautiful work. So go to lovefirst.info to learn more about Kim Thalkin. So like I said, she'll be joining us here in about 15, 20 minutes. She's running a little bit behind, so I'm going to just open up the show. And if you don't catch this live broadcast, again, we're live every Wisdom Wednesday starting at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you're around the world, it might be 8 o'clock in the UK. It might be tomorrow if you're down in New Zealand or Australia. Like I said, we have a global audience. But if you'd missed the live show, don't worry about it. We have a ton of encore shows that run throughout the week on Om Times Radio. You can also catch us over on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean. Those are the four outlets where all of the encore shows run. And I was just looking through our YouTube library, and we have 145 videos of Inspired Living Radio. So that's three seasons of what I like to say spiritual awesomeness with many different topics from meditation, mindfulness, metaphysics, medicine, mediumship, and some just amazing teachers and writers and authors, and it's just a lot of fun. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube playlist, you can go to our Facebook page right now, Inspired Living Radio, and click on either iTunes or YouTube, become a subscriber. You can also go to marklanehart.com or Kim's website, which is lovefirst.info, and become a subscriber on our dedicated YouTube channels as well. So if you want to follow us on any of the social media pages, we're on Facebook. That is our main page. And I will be tracking that today for questions as we're going to be opening up the phone lines to have a spiritual chat, maybe a free reading. Let us know some feedback on what you thought of our shows in 2018 and what you're looking forward to in 2019. This show is dedicated to you, the inspired listener. You can also follow us on Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We're on Twitter and Instagram, and the handle for that is Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google Plus are our main outlets for social media and interaction. We'd love to have you join any of those pages. And if you do join our Facebook page, if you go there right now, there is a global map at the very top of the page. You can actually stick a little pin on that global map to let us know where you're listening from. And what I love about our network is you don't need a password, you don't need a username, and you can listen to Inspired Living Radio anywhere on the world on any device. So I hope that you will come join us every Wisdom Wednesday. The call-in line for today's show is in the United States, it's 1-202. 570-7057. If you're outside the United States, calling fees may apply. That's why we offer our Facebook page. So you can, you know, there's no fees for that. So you can go right to the Facebook page if you're outside the United States, Canada, Mexico, or the UK, or Europe, and post your question on the Facebook page, and we'll bring that live to air. And with every Wisdom Wednesday, we have our Inspired Living Positive Affirmation. And that positive affirmation is: energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. And I came up with that mantra a few months ago, and it's really stuck, and we've used it for the month of November just as a reminder that energy without focus is chaos. So focus on all the good coming your way. And with every affirmation, we have a sponsor that does sponsor the positive affirmation. And this month's Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation is sponsored by Prime My Body affiliate Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states, from liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing healing and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And it was interesting when I was in England for almost 3 weeks. When I was over there, I brought my hemp oil with me because I use it on a daily basis. And the UK, England, had just approved legalization of CBD. So you're seeing the CBD oils, the hemp plant start to be legalized all around the world. And it was really cool to finally see the UK. And I didn't get in trouble for bringing my hemp oil. So if you want to learn more about that, just go to awareness.primemybody.com to learn about the amazing healing properties of the hemp plant and what hemp oil can do for you. Okay, so let's get into the show. We're talking today about all of our favorite past topics. And like I said, Kim should be joining us here in a few minutes. And I was looking through our YouTube library, and we always want to take the last show of the year to kind of recap, to talk about what we've learned, some of the things that stuck out with us for our shows, for our amazing guests. And like I said, as I look at the YouTube Inspired Living Radio library, we now have 145 videos, different topics, different people that have come on Inspired Living Radio to share their message, to share their story. I think it's very important to share, to be a storyteller, because everybody has a story to tell. And when you can share that with the world and inspire people and get them thinking outside the box, thinking in a different way, it can change. It can change your life. It can change your health. It can change your relationships. And that's why Kim and I, you know, 3 years ago decided to bring Inspired Living Radio to the Ohm Times Radio Network. And so I just want to give them an Inspired Listening shout out to Chris, our producer, who has produced all of our shows for the last 3 seasons. So thank you, Chris. We appreciate you, and much gratitude for you, my friend. And just helping us to get the message out there on a global scale of sharing different topics where, you know, some people may not have an outlet to, you know, a platform like TV or a major network. And so Kim and I decided to bring Inspired Living Radio as a platform to give opportunity to people that may not have the opportunities, but also for Kim and I to connect in a community of high vibration positivity and to learn. And, you know, I always say that education leads us to knowledge. Knowledge leads us to wisdom. Wisdom will hopefully lead all of us to enlightenment. And that's why we do radio. That's why I love being on the air and connecting with amazing people. So today was interesting. As I was getting ready for the show, I realized today is the 333rd day of the year. And that means that we have 33 days until 2019. So the three has been interesting to me. I don't know, for those that are listening, if you pay attention to numbers or numerology. I'm a big fan of numbers. We're the only species that measures our life by time and have little increments on a clock of 12 hour days, 20 or 12 hour cycles, 24 hours a day. And the three is based on balance. The number three is about mind, body, spirit. So as we celebrate today as the 333rd day of the year, that means that we have 33 days to go. The three is also a representation of expressive and creative energy, and that's what we're going to be moving into the 2019 year. 2019 year in numerology adds up to a three. So if you just take 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9, it adds up to the number 3 when you add them all down to a single digit. And the three is going to be about expressive, self-expressive, creative energy, but it's also about balance, mind, body, and spirit. And so today that caught my eye, that today is the 333rd day of the year and that we have 33 days left in the month or in the year of 2018. So again, if you want to call in, we're going to be opening up the phone lines early. And the number to call in the United States, 202-570-7057. If you're outside the United States, just go to our Facebook page, ask to become an inspired listener, join the community. As I'm looking at the page now, I remember back in the day, Kim and I started, just her and myself, there was two of us, and we're almost up to 1,250 members of the Inspired Living listening audience. So with anything, it takes time. It takes dedication. There's the old saying, they didn't build Rome in a day. And again, we haven't built Inspired Living Radio in a day. We've built it over the course of 3 years. And along the way, we've learned, we've unfolded, we've transformed, we've grown. And I know that Kim would back me up when she gets on the air here in a few minutes, that she too has transformed in amazing ways and learned from all of our amazing topics. So one of the shows that really stood out to me this year is there's a lot going on with global climate weather and how the climates are changing. I just had a friend in Atlanta that said that the temperature was like 23 degrees in Atlanta. In Florida, they're celebrating, they're surviving winter in Florida. So the temperatures, but there was a show that we had on a few months back, and the author is, his name was Daniel Pinchbeck, and he wrote The Handbook for Global Change. And that really, that show really was kind of eye-opening to me, because one of the things that I've found in traveling around the world, I do a lot of diving around the world, and the one thing that I saw that were impacting our planet was every single dive that I went on, the one consistent thing that I saw on every single dive, besides the fish and the octopus and the sharks, was plastic. And so we're showing that we're not taking care of our planet very well, because every dive had a piece of plastic somewhere from, and like I said, I've dove all over the planet. And it's very sad to see. I, you know, of course, grab the plastic and do my best to try to clean up. But, you know, I'm one person trying to make a change on a global scale. And earlier today, as I was seeing the messages about the 333, 333rd day of the year with 33 days left in 2018, I also saw a quote that talked about the same letters as Earth has the same letters as heart. And for me, that just was kind of a message that really sticks out. Again, it's an anagram, right? It's the same amount of letters, just used in different ways, two different meanings. But heart and earth have the same letters, but just different meanings. But they're very, very much related. And so one of my favorite shows of 2018 was The Handbook for Global Change with Daniel Pinchbeck, because he brought a lot of the science. And, you know, there's a big debate on global warming. Some people, you know, believe that it's, you know, not real or it's fake. And, you know, everybody, of course, is entitled to their opinion. But, you know, from the weather I've seen around the world and just talking with different people and being out of the country for 3 weeks in England studying at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College, when you sit at a round table and you're the only American sitting at the table and you've got people from Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Norway, Belgium, we're all talking about the same thing. And one of the things that really came up a lot was how the weather is changing and how the fires in California. I had a colleague that was with us at the college, and she was worried about her house with the devastating fires in California. So, you know, we were just having a chat about global change, climate change. I don't know if it's global warming. I don't know if it's a natural cycle. But if you want to check that show out, you can go to our YouTube library. It's called The Handbook for Global Change with Daniel Pinchbeck. And that is one episode that really jumped off the page to me. And I'm getting a notice that Kim is on the line with us as we get ready to go. I wasn't sure if she's going to come on after the break or before the break. So let's see if we have her on the line. Kim, are you there?
I am here, Mark.
There she is.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners. Hey, how about that with timing, Mark? At 3:15, I was here.
Yeah, you said about 15 minutes, and so you're right on track.
Yeah, so good to be with everyone. I can't believe this year is winding down, but I have to say, I'm kind of excited about that. This year's been a really big one for so many of us. I don't want to interrupt kind of your thoughts on where you were going, Mark, but I know that we're kind of recapping the year and where we're heading and all of that. But we are quickly approaching a whole new year and all new experiences with that. So.
Yeah, exactly. I was just talking about our first one of our episodes in 2018 that really stood out to me was The Handbook for Global Change by Daniel Pinchbeck, and how I was out of country talking with colleagues and friends from other countries that are recognizing the change in climate behavior, climate weather. And, you know, just that was one of the episodes that really stood out to me. You know, I was telling our listeners that we do all sorts of different shows because for you and I, it's about learning, it's about growing, it's about transforming, meeting new people, and kind of just learning things that we may not know and have access to things we never thought about. One of the, you know, I don't get into the whole debate about global, if it's man-made or not, because that, you know, there's two sides of that coin. But one of the things that stood out to me with this landing on Mars was, you know, scientists have again landed a spacecraft on the proverbial dime of a planet 40 million miles away that rotates at 240 meters per second. I think I'm going to trust them on this climate change stuff is where I was going. So it sounds like we've got the whistling coming in, which means that's our very first break. When we come back here in 2 minutes, we're going to pick it back up. If you want to call in, give us a call, and we're celebrating our favorite.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And boy, we're talking about some of our favorite shows this last year, and I guess how this last year has been for all of us. I mean, it's been quite an interesting year, and I don't know about y'all, but I am. That's how we say it in the South here, y'all. Now that I'm living in the South,
y'all.
I don't know what y'all are thinking about this the last year, but I'm looking forward to 2019. But we would love to hear from you. If you would like to call in and share some of your thoughts on the shows that we've had, if any one of them has inspired you, we'd love to hear about that and how it has, because that's really what Inspired Living is all about, is being exposed to new ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. That can support us in all aspects of life, Mark. I mean, we've certainly had all kinds of guests on that have talked about every aspect of life, really. And so if there's one exactly. in particular that assisted you in some helpful way, we'd love to hear about it. Or if you just want to call and share and share with us how this year has been for you, what's going on with you, we love hearing from our Inspired community. We'd love to have you. So please do call in. We are taking live calls if you want to share, or if you want to do a reading, a little mini reading. I think Mark and I are open to that. I do want to make mention of a very important organization to me. It's called Death Row Dogs and Death Row Rescue. And it was a very helpful organization to me when I rescued a pit bull, part pit bull dog, must have been 6 years ago now. And no one would help me. None of the shelters would, the shelters would just say, well, just bring them in. But I didn't want to bring them in. I wanted a rescue to help me because I couldn't keep him, but I didn't want to send him to a shelter where I, you know, with great chances he could have been euthanized. And so Death Row Dogs in Los Angeles helped me find him a foster home and helped with that whole process. I just had my daughter at that point, so my hands were really full, but there was no way I was going to be taking him to a shelter. And so that's why that promotion is running. If anybody would like to help support Death Row Dogs in Los Angeles, they are a wonderful rescue. Please do, especially at this time of the year. It's the time of giving, and they do such beautiful work for the animals. So I do want to promote them a little bit and draw awareness to the work that they're doing. Mm-hmm. So Mark, you were talking about some of your favorite shows. I mean, I don't know that I had any favorites because they're all so different in so many ways, and they all contribute in such beautiful ways. And I think one of the things that helped me to see that there's so many people out there now doing such beautiful work in support of humanity. And that's, I think, the biggest inspiration for me with the guests that we have on, sharing their experiences, because that's how we all learn, is through experiences. And then when we share those experiences with each other,
that's right.
And what we've learned from them, to help one another, to assist one another, I think that's what this is all about. So for me, of course, the ones that I think a topic you hear me talking a lot about, just because it's just been an integral part of my life, is all the shows related to higher consciousness and ascension in some way, just because that is what we are. You know, so many people waking up now that by the masses, and that's the best news we could ask for. That is the best news we could ask for. That means the world is changing as we knew it, as we've known it, and we're leaving the old behind to usher in the new. But in order to do that, we've got to shift those things within ourselves, because our world is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So that's what I'm noticing here, and that's what makes me excited about heading into the new year. More and more and more people are waking up. And
yeah, exactly. And that's what I was saying before you came on, Kim. I was talking about that we got into radio 3 seasons ago. So I've looked, I look at our library on YouTube, and you can go to your YouTube library or my YouTube library or Inspired Living through the Om Times Media Network, and see the 145 videos that we've done in 3 seasons of Inspired Living Radio as we move into our 4th season. And I hope and I feel that we have had some sort of impact of bringing people onto the show that can, relay their message and be a storyteller of all the amazing topics. And that's one of the reasons we decided to come together as a team and do Inspired Living Radio, is we could help make a difference through this platform, because some people don't have the big, access to, Hollywood or television or major networks. And you're right, the planet is waking up, and we're finding different ways to reach different people on a global scale. And you talked about awareness, and it always sticks in my mind that Eckhart Tolle talks about, the greatest agent for change is awareness. And I hope I know that we've made a difference in at least one person's life out there. If there's one listener that we made a difference, and I know that we've made a difference in at least one inspired listener out there.
And if that one is listening, call in.
We appreciate you.
How we did that. Well, Mark, I'll give you an example. I'm going to give a big shout out to Claire Rose in my neighborhood here, because she's a neighbor of mine. And so if you're listening, Claire, thank you for joining us and sharing with me every time you see me how much you've enjoyed our shows. So there's one person that I know. Because every time I see her, she's, Kim, I listen
thank
to
you,
all
Claire.
The podcasts.
Yeah, shout out to Claire.
Podcasts. Yeah, there you go. And I really enjoy them. And so, all of these shows are some kind of activation in some way. And can support us in ways that we might need at that point in time, depending on what it is we're going through in life. And that's what this is about.
I know that we have more than one listener, because when I was in England, I had a few people come up to me, and I didn't know who they were. I was meeting them for the first time. They're like, oh, yeah, I've listened to your podcast, and you had a certain guest on, and we listened to your show, and you got a really inspiring, great show. So I did get some feedback when I was in England. I was trying to remain a little bit incognito and just be a student there to learn, the modalities of what I was there to learn. But there were a few people that did come up to me and said that they were listening to our show. So I know we've got more than one person, but we do love and appreciate and much gratitude for all of our inspired listeners all around the world. Much gratitude and a big shout out to all of you for supporting us, Kim and myself, and this journey as we move into our 4th season of Inspired Living Radio.
Yeah, so Mark, how about we talk about this year, what this year has meant to you, to me, to what we've seen out there, what, what our takeaway is from this year.
Yeah, I was just saying right before you came on, I was saying that today's the 333rd day of 2018. That means that there's 33 days left in 2018. I was talking about a numerology aspect of the 33 because the 33 is a master number and the 3 itself is about balance and the self-expressive creative. And guess what we move into in 2019? The year of the 3, which is about balance and self-expressive creative. So for all you artists and creators out there, 2019 is going to be a brilliant year for you because it's going to be opening up to uplift and inspire a lot of people in 2019. So that's what I was talking about before you came on.
You know what, Mark, is so crazy. Now, I love numerology. When I hear about it, I don't follow it. I don't know all the numbers, you know, memorized.
Yeah, it takes a while. I've been studying it for years.
Yeah, but, actually, speaking of numerology, it was fun when we had Glennis McCants on, remember?
Oh, yeah,
we did
another great
the big
show.
Numbers, the numbers lady. That was a lot of fun. Oh, people were tuning in, and it is just kind of magical when you you know, see just how everything is connected and how numbers are part of that connection and the vibration that numbers hold. People oftentimes don't think of that, but they're a big part of our universe. And it's very interesting because I was sitting in meditation today and I was doing some channeling work with Archangel Gabriel. Now, some people think of Archangel Gabriel is Gabrielle, but this archangel comes through to me in the way of a male presence, Gabriel, so I honor that. But he was talking to me about just what it is you said, that people are going to be inspired this next year. They're going to be wanting to learn more, a deeper connection with oneself, which is going to be inspiring us to learn more about who it is we are at our core, like what our talents and our gifts are that we bring into this world. And part of that is going to be in the way of creativity. And so people are going to be more inspired to create, and their own unique talents and gifts are going to be unfolding in ways that they haven't before, because people are going to be paying more and more attention and take a greater interest in themselves, not from a place of from an egoic place or from a place of self-centeredness or self-absorption, no, but just a connectedness to oneself. And from there, once you have an appreciation of who it is you are at the soul level, then it is we start to embrace unity consciousness, Christed consciousness, where we all come together from a unified field of consciousness to assist each other because we care about each other, we love each other, etc. But in that process of connecting to our own soul, we see all of the beauty that exists within us. So people are going to start taking an interest in what inspires and what's learning what it is that they're passionate about. You know, maybe it's an art class, or maybe it's cooking, or maybe it's storytelling, whatever, writing, whatever that may be. Doesn't that sound, I just, as I'm talking about it, I'm getting inspired knowing that more and more people are going to be living from a place of inspiration. And finding that from inside of themselves, as we pay less and less attention to what's going on in the outside world, or looking to the outside world as what our reality is, going inside and creating our realities from the inside. What I got from him actually was that 2019 is going to be a year of rebuilding our lives, all aspects of our lives, building new realities. Because for a lot of us, and I don't know about you, Mark, but 2018 was one heck of a tough year for me.
Tough and went by really quick for me. Tough and really quick. I just can't believe 2018 is almost over.
Yeah, it's like a whirlwind. It came in, it blew like a tornado blows in, you know, and then goes out. And I feel like that tornado was to come in and stir up everything within ourselves that needed to be seen. So that, you know, we could bring all of that back into love again. You know, when I say all that needed to be seen, all of the stuff that needed to be dealt with within ourselves, you know, the unconscious programs and all of that kind of stuff, so that we could resolve that back into love again and bring everything back into balance again. But it really was like a tornado that blew in and is now, thank God, blowing out. Because it's like, I think we need a little bit of, you know, fun and lightness now. You know, last year was hardcore inner work for me.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and I know it was for a lot of people going through really challenging times, all very purposeful, for reason, for good reason. And then now that, you know, we've done some of that work there, it's freed us up inside. You know, that gunk that was stirred up now is let go, and it frees up our real estate within ourselves that we can make way for, you know, greater joy and inspiration and all these things we're talking about. I just feel like next year is going to be people, because of that, because people have worked through these difficult times, they see their own strength to do that, so they can be coming into the new year from a place of greater empowerment, feeling empowered, and then also from a place of enlightenment too. Because, you know, when you go through difficult times, there's great enlightenment that comes with that. So enlightenment, empowerment, inspiration, creativity, lightness, lighter feels. I feel like it's going to feel lighter.
I would even throw healing in there as well, and people will get that extra boost every Wednesday when they listen to Inspired Living Radio, right? That's why we do what we do. But healing was a big aspect for me in 2018. I was talking about it on Monday through Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, talking about that life is never that straight line that we think it is. It's full of those twists and the turns. But I found that the best way to lead a happy life is not to avoid them, but to embrace them and find every little happiness in them and to grow, even if it's tough. Not every lesson is a blessing. Sometimes a lesson is to help you transform and heal from that. And as we move into 2019 with the year of the three, it is all about self-expression. It's all about people destined to discover their creative gifts in their life. It's, you know, whether it's artistic or verbal or conceptual, it's really a key to happiness in 2019. So a lot of people listening today should have inspiration that 2019 is going to be a much different year than it is in 2018. So we're at our second break already. If you want to call in, the number to call in, 202-570-7057. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington,
please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. As we wrap up for the year here, although I think I'm going to be doing a solo show or two in December, but we're talking about what has inspired us this year, how our year has been, what we have to look forward to in the new year, and some of our favorite shows. So one thing that was really exciting to me, Mark, in my meditation this morning, some information that came through was that we're going to be shifting our values. There's going to be a shift in values, which is like, which is great. I feel like from what I got in my meditation, that, you know, our values used to be based on the outside world, but we're moving towards identifying our values from our inside world. So things that we used to place value on, like money, prestige, lifestyle, mm-hmm. social networks, etc., what other people think of us, how others perceive us, all those things. That's going to be, I'm getting the sense that that's going to be dying down a bit, and we're going to be going inside to establish a new value system that's based on our own truth. And so there's going to be things that will place higher values on things that speak to our soul, that makes us happy, and we're going to be sticking to that. You know, we're going to be honoring that about ourselves because, you know, when we find things that make us happy, that's what most everybody is wanting to keep in their world is happiness. And so there's going to be greater, you know, a good commitment to stick to what makes us happy. And just imagine if we lived in a world where more and more and more and more people were experiencing inner joy. Well, we know how that would transform everything within us, without us, for us, all about us. And to that point, Mark, that you were talking about earlier when I came on, you said you were doing diving, and the one thing you noticed was the plastics and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, what I was getting to, which is fantastic and not surprising, because that's kind of what we're being called to do now, is that we're going to be taking a greater interest in our earth, in our home, mm-hmm. this home yep. that we our home and our bodies.
Humanitarian,
humanitarian and our bodies. So we're going to be, you know, like you were talking about earlier, Mark, the kind of the duality that exists between a global warming and what's right and what's wrong and all that kind of stuff. And the political propaganda that goes with stuff like that. And we're not going to be, again, we're not going to be paying attention to all that stuff. We're going to be
moving past it and above it.
Yeah, we're going to be focused on doing our part, being responsible for ourselves in doing our part. So a greater interest in the products that we use on ourselves, in our homes, you know, what we choose to buy, you know, and is that, is it eco-friendly, you know, all those kinds of things, even the foods that we're putting in our bodies. And I feel like this last year, a lot of people have been exposed to, experienced disease in their lives. And a lot of people have been affected by that in one way or another, either directly or indirectly, as getting people to take greater care and love their bodies in the way that we're supposed to be doing. So greater care in the foods that we eat, and even taking greater care in connecting with nature in that way, in gardening and, you know, growing our own vegetables and things like that. So.
Yeah, exactly. And even the awareness of the food chain and the animals that, you know, that we do eat, and having respect in how, you know, the food that we do eat is all connected, because we're all connected, and having more respect, like you talked about, the promo for the dogs, and not that we're eating dog, but just, you know, the connection to our food source and how, you know, whether it's hunting or, you know, whether it's if you're a vegetarian or not a vegetarian, but just having more awareness about how food is produced and processed, and having a greater understanding and respect for the animal world, because it is all an ecosystem, not an ego system.
There you go. Thank you for bringing that very important point up to the animals, and even coming to terms with that within ourselves, you know, having a respect for all of life and each other and the earth, home that we live on. So, Mark, I know you had said you were going to pull some cards of what we can expect. It is some cards that, you know, kind of give us a lead into this great new year that's ahead of us. So, you know, we want to
set our intent for 2019, right? Energy follows intent. And one of the things, as you were talking, Kim, that came into my mind, going back to the number three, because 2019 is the year of the three. The number threes are usually reflective. The three energy is also reflective of happy, sunshine people who brighten up the world. So the year itself should be a year of brightening up the world in whatever capacity that comes through. And as you know, as we're talking today on our final live show together, we'll be back in January for our fourth season. I'm just looking through all of our shows. So before I pull a card, I just want to read through some of the topics that we did cover in 2018. And again, for our inspired listeners, if you want to subscribe to the Ohm Times Media YouTube channel, or Kim's channel, or my channel, The Intuitive Prospector, Mark Lanehart. And is your YouTube under just Kim Falcon as well, Kim?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Yeah, because we're putting all of our favorite shows and all of our videos. But let me just do a recap real quick, and then I'll pull a card for us, because the show goes by so darn quick. But these are just some topics that Kim and I in 2018 covered, and amazing people that we had on to discuss. And there were some shows that were really great, some shows I had to really get my head wrapped around. I know, Kim, you were in that same boat with a few of our topics. But as we just recap for 2018, here's some of the shows that we had looking back in 2018. The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences, NDEs, Dancing with Cancer with Judas Earl, a 28-day program to detox the body and soul based on Ayurvedic nutrition. I can never say that word.
Ayurvedic
nutrition. It's a tongue twister for me. And then we had a few open shows where we did love and free readings. We covered what seances were, spiritual ritual, and the search for ectoplasm. We had our own solo shows. I did a spiritual spring cleaning on how to get ahead in your spiritual path. I know one of the shows that you really loved was the Higher Consciousness Transition in Humanity to a Whole New Earth and the Physical Body Ascension. That's, I know in 2018, Kim, that was one of the journeys that you were on about higher ascension. The Gaslight Effect, I didn't know what the Gaslight Effect was until we did the show, How to Spot and Survive the Hidden Manipulation Others Use to Control Your Life. We had Kundalini and the Kundalini Research Institute on. I know you talked, Kim, about accelerated ascension and how things are speeding up. I talked about magic in the moment. We talked about living in a mindful universe, a neurosurgeon's journey into the heart of consciousness. Then we had a cartoonist on by the name of Andrew Matthews and how life works with cartoons. And he told life through the journey of cartoon. Sometimes you just have to laugh at some of the things that are going on. And then a really fun show, Learn How to Use Crystals, got a really cool book on how to use crystals. I don't know if you remember that show. That was a few months back. And then we did, I talked about hemp plant awareness and how the hemp plant, and like I said, you're seeing the hemp plant, not the CBD, but the THC and the CBD coming back in a big way. And when I was in the UK, they had just approved, the country in England just approved access to CBD oil, and that comes from the hemp plant. We talked about past lives and why we should care with Mary Gleason. We talked about the blessings of sorrow with Rabbi Ben Kamen. We talked with a famous angel expert, Christy Estelle, the Guardian Angel Oracle Cards. And it was funny because when I was in England at the bookstore, I opened up the book and guess who was in the psychic book? It was like it's like a psychic magazine. I opened up the page and there's Christy Estelle looking back at me on the page. So that was really fun to see that. Then we talked about the Handbook for Global Change with Daniel Pinchbeck. We had spiritual icon Lars Muehl talking about The Gate of Light, a very well-known book, and he's very well-known in the UK. Learn how to become a higher dimensional being. We talked about parallel universes, alternate realities, and what they are and how do we work with them to support us. That one was getting my mind around that was still tough for me about parallel universes. Then we moved into spiritual science, why science needs spirituality to make sense of the world. We had Jim Self on talking about a course in mastering alchemy, and he's an international teacher. That was fun. Quantum consciousness with Peter Smith, from karma to dharma with Lisa Odenjam. And then the last two shows that you did, Kim, because you were holding down the fort when I was in England, was the book Lore, Harnessing Your Past to Create Your Future, and the Premonition Code with Dr. Julia Mossenbridge. So you take all those topics, compile them into 2018, we covered a lot of different topics.
We sure did, and we're already booked out into 2019 with a lot of great
more
authors and guests that are coming too. You know, because we're winding down here, I do want to say one of the shows that I'm going to be doing as a solo show is going to be centered around my experience. So just for anybody that this might resonate with, I'll be posting when I'm going to do this show. But I do want to say that I will be doing a solo show on my experience with my father's diagnosis and cancer this year. And that was a
journey.
Big one for me. That was a big one for me, Mark. I know you've been through that. That was my first experience there. I wouldn't mind if that was my last.
And he's still here, so that's good, because I've lost my brother and dad to cancer, so it's hard.
I know. So many people have been affected by it, and just that
exactly.
I feel like I'm hearing more and more of that this year. So I know people are affected by disease. That's what's going to be inspiring change with how we care for ourselves and each other. But there are some specific things that I did to keep my vibration as high as possible, and so much that I had learned on that journey by just, you know, being with my dad during his journey in that I'm telling you, it's like things that can be very, you wish that upon yourself, but you can look back at situations like that and go, wow, you know, that was
reflection.
I learned an extreme amount about myself alone in that process. So I do want to share a little bit of that, if that's something that you've experienced in your life or you're going through now, that maybe what I learned can support you in some way. So anyways, Mark, I know we only have like a minute or two left. I don't want to hold you up from doing your cards.
But. Yeah. I'm taking the month of December off, so you'll have a great solo show. I'll be back in 2019. Pick a deck 1 through 7 real quick. Let's pull one card for the intention of 2019. Let's see what we get. So pick number 1 through 7.
7.
Number 7. Okay. Take a deep breath and say stop when you hear stop in your mind.
Stop.
All right, the card today that you picked, wouldn't it be funny? Oh my goodness, you're going to love this, Kim. It's right down your alley. So we picked a card called Simply Love, and it's a number 6. And the 6 in numerology is all about self-love. And the card itself is green, which is the color of the heart chakra. And it literally says Simply Love. I guess less is more, and sometimes just a message like that as we move into 2019. I know that you have love first, so I know this is right down your alley and in your wheelhouse, but the message for as we move into 2019 is the number 6 of self-love and to simply love. Love ourselves, love those around us, love our planet, and it's going to be a heck of a year in 2019 as we come into the self-expressive creative and balance of mind, body, and spirit.
Well, I'll just add to that, Mark, that's exactly what Archangel Gabriel was saying, is that we're going to be going inward and really appreciating who it is we are. That's self-love. Honoring mm-hmm. who it is we are, that's self-love. So, and we're going to be building new realities with the foundation of love. So there y'all go.
There you go.
And on that note, that's a great way to conclude.
Yeah, and I'll just finish up with my own tagline. I'll see you guys in 2019 for our 4th season of Inspired Living Radio. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and I'll see you in 2019.